Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Anyways, Moving Forward with Libni, where we talk about life, self-love, self-work, and anything that might help you move forward in business, in your relationship, as a parent, or wherever you are in your life right now. Guys, welcome back to another episode. And wow, to everyone who's been listening in this podcast for quite a while, welcome back. And I'm finally back home here in the Philippines. I've been doing a few retreats and facilitating a few retreats with Nadine and Dane in Australia. And wow, everything has been so magical. Anyway, so in this episode, I'm very, very, very excited again as well to share with you everything that I know about this topic. And I guess as I continue on this journey of self-development and my spiritual gifts and all those things, it just becomes much more easier. It becomes more clearer. And I realize that, you know, it is a gift that is being given to me that I now impart to everyone, right? So let's get it on. Okay, so the topic of this conversation or the topic of this podcast is labels, or nothing has meaning except the meaning that we put into it. And I really wanted to share this one because it's very essential. It makes your journey, you know, less resistant. And we want to be in a journey wherein everything just flow. So having this perspective that nothing has meaning except the meaning that you put into it, it just makes life easier. And life isn't really complicated. The only person or the only thing that complicates this life is you. And I don't blame you, because we've been living in this society, in this earth, in this community, and everything that we know now, the community has a big impact, the society has a big impact. So now that we are in this awakening stage, I think because of, the energy, the collective energy waking up to this new state, we get to be more aware and we step out of the box. So the reason why I wanted to share this topic with you is because this has made me realize that freedom more. This has made me see life better. This has made my path clearer. Nothing has meaning except the meaning that you put into it. Everything that you see, everything that you touch, everything that you hear, that you smell, nothing has meaning. It only has a meaning because people decided, or whoever decided to put meaning into it. Air doesn't have a name until we put a meaning into it. When you realize that everything that you put labels into is just what you've decided, especially stories, things that happen around you, it doesn't have a meaning until you put meaning into it. And once you put meaning into it and add an energetic parang connection towards it, or an energetic charge, it comes to life. I'll make that clear. Everything that you put energy into, it comes to life. Diba? Just like food. When you eat, you get energy. When you sleep, you get energy. So anything that, once you believe into something and you put energy into it, meaning you add an emotion to it, it comes to life. You have an anchor na with that. So once you have an anchor towards it, lahat ng ginagawa mo is correlated to that belief. Everything that you're doing is correlated to that belief. And consistent doing creates results, right? So if somebody says that you're beautiful, the translation to that depends on the meaning that you put into it. Some people, when somebody says that they're beautiful, they're really grateful. While some people put meaning na, oy, you're very sarcastic. And that is the way that you'll be living your life. Now, I'll teach you how to maximize this realization into your life. And once you have this realization, again, the power that you have is the action that you do after every realization. Knowledge is just potential power. The actual power that you have are the choice, that are the action that you do after the choices. So it's like awareness, then the choices that you create, then that is the potential power. Awareness and the choices is just the potential power. And then eventually, the action that you do after, the execution, is the power. And it becomes really parang super powerful if you create the consistent action with this realization. So results happen when you are consistent with the action that you chose because of this awareness, if that makes sense. So if you see things and use this as a superpower, this new belief that nothing has meaning except the meaning that you put into it, when people say something about you, you'll realize that, wait a minute, am I gonna put meaning into this one or not? Because people only say the things that they say, it's not because of you, it's because of them. And I wanna put it in a thing that you know, magets mo, that you can get. So if I see everyone as beautiful, the way that I converse will always be beautiful. I can only love to the level of love that I have for myself, or the level of love that I know. And since I love everybody, when you know, I don't hate, you won't expect me. You can, the way that I react to people is full of love. Whereas somebody who inside is hates themselves, you know, hanggang they're just until there. Because, and the way that they deal with people is because if you are not in the standard, parang my judgment will always be perceived sa'yo. My judgment will come out of me, if that makes sense. So what people do is not because of you. It is a reflection of what's happening inside. Because if they have so much love to themselves, they will also give so much love to other people because that's what they know. However, if somebody, let's just say na this person is from the mountains and the only emotion that they know is hate, then of course what they will come out, that how they will react to the world is hate because that's the only thing that they've been exposed to. Okay, so if you see that what people do and how it translates to you, it's just, it's because of the choices that you've created and the emotions that you've added into it, that's why it came to life. So if you see things that it is what it is, nothing has meaning, life just becomes so much easier. And it's just so liberating when you come to that space. You just do your own thing and you mind your own business because it always is what it is. Life becomes more complicated when you resist the things that are happening to you. You have no control over certain things. The only control that you have are the reaction and the response that you do after a certain trigger. You know? So a thing won't trigger you unless you let it trigger you. A thing won't trigger you unless you remove the labels. So if you label everything as love, then it will be love. If you label anything as ugly, it will be ugly. I hope that made sense. It's kind of deep, however, it's easier now to grasp life if you see everything doesn't have a meaning. If I give you 20 pesos, if let's say if I give you 50 euros and you don't know the meaning into it, you won't be spending it into 50 euros, right? So just like gemstones, if somebody gets a gemstone, it doesn't have meaning. However, they put meaning into it. That's why it is essential, or it has something. What I'm trying to say is, also is, life is an emotional game. We do things because we want to feel things. We buy things because we want to be happy. It's really not about the object that you're buying or you're getting. It's about what you feel after you get that certain object or after you have this. You stay in relationships or you stay in places because of an emotion that it brings. And if there's no more emotions, diba? If there's no emotional story, if there's no attachment to anything, then you start to detach. So with that being said, I don't know, ba't ako umabuton. I just want to remind you that the only person that complicates this life is you. Stop blaming other people for the life that you have, because this life wouldn't be possible if you didn't play your part and agreed to whatever it is or wherever you are right now. You are always treated the way that you allow others to treat you. You are always treated the way that you allow others to treat you. Not saying no means it's a yes to them. Diba? And again, I want to remind you that you deserve where you are, wherever you are. Because it's not anyone's fault. It is your fault. Because you know that there is a solution. However, you didn't do anything about it. And that is on you. It's not on everyone. That's not on anyone. That's not on your husband. That's not on anyone. And I get it. The only thing that separates you is the fear. Fear is an opportunity to grow. Fear is there to, when you were unconscious but before, when you were growing up, just to keep you from dying. But now that you're conscious, you're old enough, then fear means it's an opportunity for you to grow. And if you keep playing small, then stop complaining if you're still where you are. Because where you are now is a huge part of your decisions. No one is coming to save you. I repeat, no one is coming to save you. You are your own responsibility. People can only do as much. The decision lies in you. And the action lies in you too. You are in charge of your life. And people can only take away your power if you allow them. If you do not know how to say no. And you don't follow through what you said. So wherever you are right now, you deserve it. It might be good, it might be bad. Pero remember too that you have a choice. Stop thinking that you do not have a choice. You are still breathing. You're still here. You still have your mind intact. So you have a choice. Right? So before I end this episode, I just realized how much power we all have. Only if we remove the fear and labeling it as fear. Because it's not fear at all. If you label it as growth, then you will, you know, your words are always power. So be careful in how you label things. Nothing has meaning except the meaning that you put into it. So yeah. If you have a gift, share it with everyone. And I just want to thank everybody who's here in this journey. Thank you for showing up with me and thank you for showing up for yourself. I hope it doesn't end here. I hope that you can help more people by being you. And, you know, I've also learned that you can't heal people. Your vibration will help people decide. Because no matter how great you are to other people, if they're not willing to receive what you just said or shared, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, we still make our own decisions. We still create the actions. So take charge of your life. You are powerful. Stop giving away your power to other people. Because again, you are here to live. You are here to experience the five senses: hearing, seeing, touching, smelling, and tasting. You're here to connect with other souls. Nothing changes when nothing changes. 1% is still part of 100%. Somebody's day one might be somebody's day 365. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You're absolutely doing the right thing. Just keep on going. If no one is cheering for you, cheer for yourself. If there is no stage, you create one. Trust yourself because you got this. Stop relying on other people. Just trust yourself 110% because you will never fail you. I love you. And if this podcast resonates with you, I'd love if you can give me a 5 stars to this episode, or maybe you can tag me on Instagram and share your thoughts or aha moments. If you have any suggestions on what topic you want me to share, just let me know. And yeah, till our next episode. Love you guys.